says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Just Hillbilly. That's me right up here in North Dakota. And that's you out wherever you are. All of us patriots here, all of us hillbillies, all of us rednecks, all of us deplorables, meeting up for an edition of the Trump Phenomenon here on April 12th, 2019. And glad you're here. We get a brief hour together Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We skip Saturday and come back on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time for more rollicking fun as part of the Trump Phenomenon. And really, I mean, the humor element, the humor possibilities in what's going on with the left are, they'd be more funny. They're enormous, but they'd be more funny if they weren't frighteningly real. So we'll cover some of that tonight, and more good news from Donald Trump. He gave a press conference today on his support for American dominance in the world of 5G internet connection, and very important. It showed really what a thorough businessman, genius mind that he is. Focused on our national interest. That was very interesting. We'll cover that today. And anything else you want to cover vis-a-vis the Trump phenomenon. Also, a very good story, more encouraging stuff out of Europe. Our cousins in Europe, the Trump phenomenon parties there in Europe, populist nationalist parties, are building their coalition. They might as well include Donald Trump's. Well, they would have to call it the Donald Trump Party. The Republican Party, I don't think, would qualify for inclusion in the populist coalition forming behind the leadership of Matteo Salvini in Italy across Europe. But the Trump Party sure would, and the Trump Republican Party sure would qualify. So we'll talk about that story a little bit tonight as well. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. I'm sure you have that phone number carved into your coffee table or etched into your telephone there, scratched in with a sharp instrument. I have it. It's so burned into my brain that one of these nights I'm going to forget. It's going to blank out. It's so, I've said it so many times, it'll blank out. 800 313-944-3. Well, let's see, where to begin tonight? Let's go to that that European story, which is very encouraging. Matteo Salvini. Here's the story. Populist Interior Minister Matteo Salvini, he's a young, handsome guy, has added several new parties to his European Parliament alliance, announcing the inclusion of conservatives and populists from Finland, Denmark, and Germany. This populist supergroup, and that's the actual technical term they use in the European Union Parliament, said to be headed by Italian Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini again, also contains the Danish People's Party, abbreviated DF. So remember that group, the Danish People's Party. We talk all too little, even though we talk about these parties more than maybe any other show, really. Is there another show that talks more about the Trump phenomenon among other European patriot groups? I don't know. I hope there is, but we're certainly in the forefront. The DF, the Danish People's Party, it includes the populist Alternative for Germany, in German, Alternativ für Deutschland. Boy, do we like them. And that abbreviation, Alternativ für Deutschland, is AFD. Capital A, a lowercase f, and a capital D. And from Finland, the True Party. With Salvini meeting with key figures from all three parties in Milan on Monday, Il Giornale reports. I guess the journal in English. The new additions come after Salvini had already secured the cooperation of the Austrian Freedom Party, the FPO. Let me try to remember what that is in German. I'm going to try to, I think it's Freiheitliche Partei Österreich, FPO, or FPO, as they would say it. And the French National Rally, you remember them, the National Rally, you make this note in your mind, what you used to call the Front National, or the National Front, is now the National Rally. And in French, that's the Rassemblement, which means rally, national, the RN, led by former presidential candidate Marine Le Pen. Salvini announced that his new group would set their sights on the goal of a new Europe and accuse bureaucrats and do-gooders of burying the European dream. One of the main pillars of the group will be combating mass illegal immigration, with every party that is signed on already having anti-mass immigration policies in their party manifestos. Salvini has also highlighted the threat of radical Islamic terrorism during the conference, saying, quote, the danger for Europe does not come from the past, but from Islamic terrorism, unquote. He also gave his stance on Turkey's future relationship with the European Union, saying that that country, quote, this is poetry to anyone's ears, any patriot will never be in Europe, unquote. Thank you, Mr. Salvini. The Danish People's Party top candidate for the European Parliament, Peter Kofod, K-O-F-O-D, commented on the summit saying, we have been thinking a lot about forming a group that more closely unites some of the common interests of national conservative parties. The intention is that after the election, we will start negotiations with a view to forming a new large group of parties that are similar to us. We want to fight the current EU federalism. EU cooperation can move two ways. There is Macron, that's Emmanuel Macron, president of France, Macron's path that goes towards a federal superstate with social union, common defense, etc. And then There is the Europe of Nations that is about securing the influence and interests of the nation states, and that's nationalism, folks. Isn't that a good story? So add those names to your lexicon. The Danish People's Party, DF, you already have Alternative for Germany in your vocabulary, and the True Finns Party. So I don't know how many. Now, he's got a coalition. I think they have a name. Shame on me for forgetting the supergroup name of the coalition. It's not mentioned in the article. It should be, and shame on me for forgetting what it is. Let's see if this, here's another story that may give this to us, because if you can't name something, you can't think about it. So we better give it a name. Italian populist interior minister and also deputy prime minister Matteo Salvini is slated to be the new face of an emerging sovereigntist populist supergroup. According to Austrian Freedom Party MEP, member of the European Parliament, Harald Wilimski. Mr. Wilimski, who serves as the Secretary General of the Freedom Party, FPO, said that three major sovereigntist populist political groups in the European Parliament would be presenting a new agreement this month to increase cooperation between them. The three groups, I know this gets a little complex, but it just, you can take away from it the magnitude of that a lot is happening here. The three groups involved that are merging their efforts are the populist Europe of Nations and Freedom, the ENF, the Europe of Freedom and Democracy, the EFDD, and the Eurosceptic European Conservatives and Reformists, ECR. And what these are caucuses within the European Parliament, people who agree to form a group which gives them, by forming a supergroup, they gain certain rights and privileges according to the Charter of the EU. Let me see, there's more. In August of last year, Salvini met with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who labeled the Italian minister as my hero for his work on reducing mass illegal immigration. Going down further, with the recent suspension of Prime Minister Orban's Fidesz party from the centrist European People's Party, Orban has said he will be looking to find allies after May's election, saying Hungary is too small to enforce its opinion in Europe. Media, NGOs, universities in Europe are all against us and can destroy us. That's why we need strong allies. So you can count on, you can bet it, that Prime Minister Viktor Orban will be joining Matteo Salvini's group under whatever name they adopt. And this will be the Trump folks in Europe. This will be your voice in Europe. So that's a great story. By the way, in that Orban mentions that the universities and these other groups are all against us and can destroy us. Well, Tucker Carlson had an interesting comment on universities, American universities. It's the same story in Europe. Here's what he said tonight. This is really remarkable, wonderful stuff. I wish I could play the clip for you, but I wrote it down right after he said it to get it right. He was giving yet another story on how bad America's universities have become, how incredibly destructive of our nation and of our people. I mean, it's mind-boggling how bad the universities are, and it's a sweeping phenomenon. The universities, it's not some of them are bad, and then you can look over here and find some that are real good. You want to send your kids there. No. The number that are good is so small that you're safe in saying they're all awful. And here's what Tucker Carlson said tonight. He said this: we should shut these places down. They're wrecking the country. That was his quote. That's a quote worthy of Donald Trump. We should shut these places down. They're wrecking the country. And this was in response to someone who had tried, I think his name is Knowles, K-N-O-W-L-E-S, who tried to give a speech at the University of Missouri. I used to live right there at one of their campuses, UMKC. They have other campuses. He tried to give a speech, and someone threw an unknown substance on him. It smelled like bleach. It was designed to smell like bleach but not be bleach. So it was something non-toxic, but the idea was to scare the hell out of the speaker. Then they assaulted him. Fortunately, there were one or two cops in the campus police who were men, and they wrestled this clown to the ground. I liked a takedown. There was one cop who did a takedown of the fake bleach thrower. I mean, how would you feel? Somebody throws bleach on you. That's really serious. And if it's really concentrated bleach, you need to go to the hospital right away. So you think bleach has been thrown on you, and you're going to continue your speech just because, you know, you don't feel, you know, immediate effects of what's been thrown on you? Man, that's dirty, dirty, dirty play. And that's going on all across the country. Physical attacks on people who, oh, and what the guy said that triggered the left-wing loonies into attacking him physically was, he said, I believe this is a quote, "Men aren't women." That was his triggering statement. Men aren't women. Wow. Imagine explaining that to your grandparents or your great-grandparents if they were to come back to visit you in the present time. People are physically assaulted for saying men aren't women. Boy, you know, are we at the bottom? Are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? And are the good times really over for good? That's very much in doubt, folks. Merle Haggard got it right a little bit before. He was a little bit prophetic with that song. All right, let me look over here at my caller board. I don't see any calls in yet, so let's throw another log on the fire here. How about this? You may have heard the name Richard Dawkins. He's a very prominent biologist in Britain. And here's what he had to say today. He welcomes Theresa May's move to delay Brexit yet again, and saying this delay will improve the electoral arithmetic for the Remain in EU in a second EU referendum. And then here's what he gloated on social media. 9-month delay, that's what the traitor Theresa May just engineered. The longer, the better. Now, listen to this. Listen to what this biologist, Richard Dawkins, says. Now, by the way, he's a super anti-racist. He's a super super globalist, one-worlder, kumbaya. Everyone is the same. Even though he's a biologist, he's professionally trained in the most profound way to know that's not true. He says, more time, he continues, for young voters who have to live with the consequences to come of age. More time for leave voters, and that's you out there, a lot of you. That's me, for example, if I lived in Britain. Any of us that are a little bit older. More time for leave voters, those who vote to leave the EU, Brexit, to drop off their nostalgic perch, added the emeritus professor, who has previously expressed his deep envy of fellow Remainers who are able to apply for Irish citizenship, as he is so ashamed to be English. Wow. We'll be right back after this break. Let's make a Ford and a ship. It'll still last 10 years like the ship. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be. I went through life, my ways were fast. And many times I played.
Today's show. Here we go. I've got another log. This is a good one. And George, hang on there. We'll get to you. You'll enjoy this one for sure. Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, voluntarily attended a hearing called by Maxine Waters. It's a very forgettable name in person. Maxine Waters. And listen to this exchange between Steve Mnuchin, who has been sitting now being grilled by Waters and her fellow demon rats for 3 hours and 15 minutes, longer than anybody else they've ever grilled. And he lets her know that he has an important meeting and, you know, could he please be excused? You know, I'll come back later. Listen to this disrespectful, insulting, spitting on the secretary from Maxine Waters, a disgusting person, a truly disgusting human being, a real piece of work, insulting an excellent, brilliant Secretary of the Treasury who's being extremely respectful, courteous, cooperative, and amiable. Listen to the way she kicks him in the nuts. And this is the demon rat standard. This is the way they work. You know, throwing chemicals on you if you try to speak on a college campus. They want to destroy everything about this country. They hate this country. They hate you. Let me find the spot where she begins here. You're not going to believe this exchange. You've never heard something like this. No Republican has ever spoken this way to any opposition witness, ever.
And I appreciate your reminding us of the length of time other secretaries have been here. This is a new way, and it's a new day, and it's a new chair, and I have the gavel at this point.
I have the power. So shove it, buddy. I have the power. I hear French Revolution here. I hear Bolshevik Revolution. I hear Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Can you clarify that for me?
Yes, clarify.
So
if you wish to leave, you may.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
If you wish to leave, you may leave.
I don't understand what you're saying.
You're wasting your time. Don't remember you have a foreign dignitary in your office.
I would just say that the previous administration, when the Republicans, they did not treat the Secretary of the Treasury this way. So if this is the way you want to treat me, then I'll rethink whether I voluntarily come back here to testify, which I've offered to do.
Mr. Secretary, I want you to know that no other secretary has ever told us the day before that they were going to limit their time in the way that you're doing. So if you want
to... Now he's just endured them for longer than any previous witness. Okay. Listen to this piece of work.
To use them as examples, you have acted differently than they have acted, and as I have said, if you wish to leave, you may.
If you'd wish to keep me here so that I don't have my important meeting and continue to grill me, then we can do that. I will cancel my meeting and I will not be back here. I will be very clear. If that's the way you'd like to have this relationship.
Thank you. The gentleman, the secretary, has agreed to stay to hear all of the rest of the members.
Okay,
please
so just
cancel
let's be
your
clear
meeting.
To the press.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And it goes on. It continues. I mean, folks, we've reached a new... unprecedented. You go back to the 1920s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. You won't find disrespect at this level. You won't find rudeness. You will not find malevolence on the order of Maxine Waters and all of these other demon rats. This is a different species of people. These people have nothing to do with us or the American people. This is an enemy people who are dedicated to taking over this country. They think it's their country. And they think you are here to be used, to be milked, to be taxed, and to suffer under their boot. This is a civil war going on now in America. I mean, between what you see, that exchange of there's no happy medium, there's no middle ground, there's no between Maxine Waters and Steven Mnuchin. We'll be right back.
Men started crying, miners were praying, and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave.
Hey, we're back, folks. Yeah, we're back. And we're on this story about Matteo Salvini, and I just got the name of his new group. It's the European Alliance of Peoples and Nations, EAPN, the European Alliance of Peoples and Nations. And this is a wonderful development. I'll just give you the kind of thing we can look forward to from Salvini. He says, it's a great story here. He says that about Turkey entering the European Union, Turkey has nothing to do with Europe. Ah, oh, that's beautiful. Turkey has nothing to do with Europe. Oh, that's a great story. Now, I just mentioned, this is a civil war. I talked about, what's her face? God, I have a mental block on her name. She's such a disgusting person. But anyway, Steve Mnuchin was there with Maxine Waters. And I said, this is civil war. This is civil war that we're in, folks. Well, let's confirm that from the left. Let's listen to a left winger. Is there a left winger who thinks this is a civil war? Yeah, there is. How about this guy? European Commissioner for Economic and Financial Affairs, Pierre Moscovici, born in Paris. It's like a very Parisian name to me, Moscovici. He's born of a Romanian Jewish father. Pierre Moscovici, has gone on the attack once again, claiming that war could come to Europe should populist anti-establishment parties win in the upcoming European Parliament elections. He says populists and nationalists would impose a national preference that could both lead to the destruction of the European Union and to war. Il Giornale reports that, I just read that other story, the Pro Matteo article from Il Giornale. Without the EU, I'm sure the war can reemerge here. Referencing a speech from former French President François Mitterrand, who claimed, quote, nationalism is war. These comments are just the latest attack on populism and populist movements. That's you, attacks on you, by Moscovici, who previously claimed Europe had a climate that looks a lot like the 1930s. Gee, I wonder what he's trying to say there. A lot like the 1930s. Yes, exactly. There's that Hitler reference. Anybody who's a patriot is a Hitler. Right. And then he says, clearly there is no Hitler. Perhaps some small Mussolini. Well, who does he have in mind there? Who's the small Mussolini? Yeah, Matteo Salvini. So that's, you're not getting it from Kelso there. You're getting it from a left winger. And he's been a left winger all along, Pierre Moscovici. His father was a left winger from Romania. The European Commissioner has been particularly outspoken against the Italian populist coalition. His comments were countered by Italian Interior Minister and leader of the League, Lega, Matteo Salvini, who said EU Commissioner Moscovici, instead of censuring his France that rejects immigrants in Ventimiglia, has bombed Libya, has broken European parameters, attacks Italy, and talks about many little Mussolinis around Europe. So there you go, folks. It's war. The left agrees when they're being a little bit more honest, as Moscovici is in his slobbering, salivating leftism. Can't control himself and lets the cat out of the bag. This is a war. It's the greatest war ever fought for the life of our civilization, of our people, of our alliance of peoples and nations, our European alliance of peoples and nations. And, of course, we're part of that. De facto, we are part of that. Let's go to a caller who's been waiting, George, patiently, George in Texas. George, you're on the air.
You know, it's something music to my ears. It sort of like makes me laugh because it's sort of like puts the Democrats' money where put their money where their mouth is by saying, okay, you want these illegal aliens? So they're going to, he says, well, we just transfer them to these sanctuary cities where they love them so much. They can have all they want.
Yeah, and of course, that's more truth than the legal system can handle. It's never going to happen. You know, 20, 30, 40, however many judges they need to line up are going to put, judicial blockades against any such action, which is wonderful. It's very smart. Injunctions.
You know, the thing is, it's like the president has absolute control over immigration. Where do these federal judges come in saying you can't when the Constitution says you can?
Well, yes, the Constitution be damned, because the president, in theory, is the senior executive when it comes to immigration. That's true. But, he has very little control over immigration right now, very little control. The evidence is that we're getting more than 100,000 apprehensions every month. More than 100. Folks, think about this. That's a large city. That's bigger than the largest city in North Dakota, Fargo. That's an entire Fargo being apprehended every month. In 7 months, you'd cover the whole population of North Dakota. But, pardon me, George, but let me add this. Those are people that were apprehended. That's not the number of invaders who got in. We have no idea how many people got in. No idea. And with sanctuary cities all over the country who welcome these people, who are willing to hide them and cover for them and prevent their being counted, they're attempting to doctor the U.S. Census upcoming so that who is a citizen is not counted. We have a situation. There was a guest on Tucker Carlson who said it. Why don't we just have instead of having an immigration system, why don't we have what we already have? Why don't we have what we have right now? Just a check-in. Just that's all we have. But we don't even have a check-in because those people that crossed between the check-in points, they didn't even check in. They just busted into the country. There is no immigration system. It is open house. Go ahead, George.
You know, the thing is, on Hannity and Combs and on Tucker Carlson, they're sitting there going, we have problems with the Taliban and the trouble with the Taliban in Afghanistan, Libya, Mike. You know, the thing is, it's like the Taliban and Afghanistan, they're never going to resolve their issues. And the same thing with Libya. What are we doing there? What are we doing in Ukraine? We need to bring these troops home and put and militarize the border until that wall is constructed. Because we need to repel, not apprehend.
Absolutely. We should bring back every single U.S. soldier anywhere in the world. I'm being a little bit exaggerative. There are some stations and missions that would make sense. But bring them all home. Bring all the large units home. Bring all the equipment home. Bring them here. We must defend the motherland, the homeland. We must defend our birthplace, folks, and that of our ancestors. Our ancestors are going to be mighty ashamed of us if we allow to continue what's been going on for the last 50 years. And Donald Trump, clearly, I mean, he doesn't have control over the immigration. Of course he doesn't. And he knows it better than any of us knows it. He's astounded at that 100,000 number. And that's just the number apprehended. But after being apprehended, what happens to them? It's mind-bogglingly stupid. They're simply put on buses at our expense and then distributed to a town near you, to a neighborhood near you, to your neighborhood. They're intentionally distributed all over our country, where then the do-gooders in each of those locations then takes over. And, get the latest outrage. Here's another story today. Thank you, George, for bringing this up. What happened today in New York? They voted to give free tuition to any illegal to New York universities. Free tuition. And on the same day, get this, if you don't think this is a war, if you don't think this is a war. On the same day, those same people who voted to give free tuition to every illegal who can get a GED, we'll talk about that in a second. That's as easy as falling out of bed to get a GED. With the liberals who will help you get that GED, answer the questions for you, hold your hand while you fill in the answers, and whisper in your ear, they'll get you a GED. In other words, a free college education for any illegal. On the same day, the same New York state legislature that voted for that voted to deny free tuition to the children of men and women who have died in service to America. They voted to deny. Somebody put in a bill saying we should have free tuition for Gold Star family children. And the New York legislature said no. We want that for illegals. That's
you know, the thing is, and you wonder why you're seeing all these secession movements, like California wants to break, East California wants to break off in West California, same thing with Washington and state in Oregon, upper New York State breaking away from the city because they lost their representation. They're no longer represented.
Yes, exactly. But it's a war. It's a war. I don't think it can be fixed. I don't think there is some, the number of people on each side are too large. They are entrenched in their positions. They're willing to die for their positions. This is a war. I don't ever see anybody ever persuading any of these kumbaya, crazy, loony left-wingers that anything Donald Trump has proposed is right. And by the way, let me add one great thing that Donald Trump has proposed. And let me make you, encourage you with this, folks. When Donald Trump has the ability with his executive authority to get something done where the demon rats cannot get in the way, he does amazing things. So if he's negotiating a trade deal, amazing. If he's, in this case, what he did is he had a great meeting today of people in the telecommunications and the IT world, workers who install, you know, linemen, people who install this stuff, real working people. And he had a meeting on his plan for 5G. Now, 5G, folks, is the successor to 4G. It's a new, a much, much more capable internet system that will involve hundreds of billions, trillions of dollars. And the Chinese want to grab it. The Chinese want to write the software. They want to make the firmware. They want to make the hardware. They want to set the pace. And Donald Trump said, hell no. Hell no to the Chinese. 5G is too important. We are going to build it in America. We're going to make sure it's done to American standards and it serves American interests. We're not going to let the Chinese invent it or develop it or deploy it. And then we have to be the...
President wants to make the 5G safe, too, because the Chinese 5G will give you cancer and a lot of other stuff. And I think the 5G he wants to propose is much more safer.
Yes, and he has the power. Here's the point, folks. All of you people are skeptics about Donald Trump. Realize here's an area where he has executive power. He has executive authority. He has the Federal Communications Commission, which works for him at his direction. Let's put it that way. He has them working for you. So he is making sure, watch it roll out in the next week or two. He is going to put together an American lead in 5G that will mean hundreds of billions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of American jobs, millions of American jobs, and will assure American leadership in this very, very important technology, militarily, economically, in every way. So Donald Trump, that's one of the great things he did today. And the man's mind is so wide-ranging that he can quickly grasp the importance of diverse issues, get it right, nail it, and then act quickly. And that's exactly what he's done. I'll give you an example. The current standards under U.S. bureaucracy require up to, I'm just going off the top of my head, remembering 7 years to develop or to, not to develop, to deploy, to get a permit to put something up like a tower or some infrastructure. 7 years of ridiculous FCC lobbying and agitating. Donald Trump changed that. You know what the new timetable is to get equipment deployed? The FCC has, here's how long they or cities that try to block development have to do their blocking effort. 90 days. 90 days. In other words, Trump is saying, get her done. Get her done. America can build this stuff. And we're going to build it. And we're going to build it when? Now. And it's going to be American stuff, written by Americans, not by the 350,000 Chinese engineering students in American schools.
Another thing, I know while the president was in my area, Crosby, Texas, and signed those two executive orders. And, you know, the thing is, I wanted to ask the president, you know, if we are now the world's leading next exporter of oil, why, like other countries, are we reaping the benefits of cheaper gallons of gas?
Why, well, we are. Our gas is cheap now. It is. And remember, in Europe, it's $10 a gallon. I think at the pump here right now, for me, it's $2.59 for regular.
Well, it's $3.34 here.
Yeah, well,
I like it to get below $2.
Yeah, well, I see, George, we pay more than you do because we have to ship our oil to you in Houston so you can send it back to us. Thank you.
Instead of cutting the red tape to build a refinery there.
Well, I don't mind. I don't mind sending it all down to you, George. You deserve it. So well, the
you know, the thing is, there's like a Texas try to sue because we pay federal gas tax, and in Texas, we get the oil out of ground in Texas, refine it in Texas, we sell it in Texas. Under the Interstate Commerce Clause, we shouldn't be subject to federal taxes.
Good point. We'll get to it. We'll come right back to it after this break. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, we're back, folks. And thank you, George, for calling us. And we got, let's go to another caller, Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, are you there?
Yeah, hi, James. Can you hear me?
Yes, Rhonda. What's on your mind?
Okay, I can't find it again, but I was watching a video. You know how you let it go. But then I saw the congressional hearings, and, you know, like you played the clip with that crazy
Maxine Waters. treating Steve Mnuchin as if he's a doormat.
Okay. Now here's something I found really kind of disturbing. That was there was another guy who was questioning five white bankers, because he asked the question. He goes, "Did you see this?" He goes, "Correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't all of you five guys white? And if you're not white, please raise your hand like you're a child, and there's something wrong with being white." Did you see that?
I missed that one. Yeah, that's classic. Yeah, and Rhonda, the war is on. The left is going all out. So yes, raise your hand if you're white, because that's bad, and you're a bad person. And so the outcome.
My gosh.
Yeah, but Rhonda, you know what's beautiful about it, and why you and I and all the rest are hearing our voice. You know, what can I say about every single person who's hearing this show right now? I can say this about every one of you. You're lucky. You're lucky for several reasons. Number one, you're alive. And number two, you're alive at the most critical moment in the history of the world. Right now, the fate of your people in the year, 1600, no, the fate of your people was not at stake. 1600, 1700, 1800, 1900, no. You, alive right now, are alive, every one of you hearing my voice, in the most crucial moment in the history of the white race, of the European people, of what Matteo Salvini calls the alliance of peoples and nations. And remember, almost in the same breath, he says Turkey has nothing to do with Europe. So what peoples and nations is he talking about allying? Certainly not Turkey. And what's different about Turkey than the Europeans he's allying? Well, Turkey has nothing to do with Europe. Even though, yes, that's the point. And by the way, that's a strong point, because of the nations that are not Europe, Turkey is in what, a scientist would call the cline, the C-L-I-N-E, the cline, where there's a gradation from European to Middle Eastern and Asian. So the Turkish people have a mixture from the heritage of the Greeks, for whom Anatolia and Turkey was in fact part of the European world for the Greeks. And so they left a lot of Greek blood, a lot of Greek genetics there in Turkey. But nevertheless, Turkey is a committed Muslim, non-European nation with largely non-European genes, and it has nothing to do with Europe, according to Matteo Salvini.
Can I say one more thing real quick? It's
Rhonda,
about
yes, you can.
People.
Rhonda,
it's about,
Rhonda,
character, not
Rhonda,
color. What?
Yes, it is.
Well, okay, thank you, James.
Let's say character and color. We'll be right back, folks, on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. See you then.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.